The sanctuary as a whole is rather impressive. Take a look at the main altar, majestically rising from the center of the church like a miniature cathedral, with stained glass windows providing the finishing touches. The main altar, like the side altars dedicated to Saint Joseph and the Virgin Mary, was built and installed in 1854, according to Victor Bugeaud's specifications, by craftsmen Gaspard Mousberger and Jean-Luc Lévesque, cabinet makers and master plasterers. Although the main and side altars are made primarily of oak, many of the details are in plaster, thereby reducing costs without affecting the visual quality of the hall through clever use of trompe-l'œil painting. When the altars were first installed, they had no friezes and there was no marquetry in the sanctuary. These were added later, between 1879 and 1883, using donations from the Ladies of St. Anne to finance the work. The main altar is ornamented with a bas-relief sculpted by Louis Jobin early in his career in 1873. The spires of the main altar draw the eye upward to the central stained glass window depicting Saint Peter, patron of the parish. The window was created by Charles François Champignol and installed in October 1853. The six other stained glass windows were put up the following year in 1854. Saint Peter at the center is surrounded by the four apostles, authors of the Gospels of the New Testament, and first missionaries. Although an inscription at their feet showed the name of the evangelist, they can also be identified by the figures in the top portions of the windows. A winged bull for St. Luke, an eagle for St. John, an angel for St. Matthew, and a lion for St. Mark. Above St. Peter, you will recognize the papal coat of arms, also sculpted on the gable above the outside door of the porch tower. However, here, the open Bible is replaced with an escutcheon featuring two lions, representing power and sovereignty. The stained glass on the extreme left shows the Archangel Michael battling evil, and the one on the extreme right, the Archangel Raphael, guardian and protector of young souls. And now let's have a look at the side altars. Fashioned of oak and plaster, they contribute to the cohesiveness of the church decor, being in perfect harmony with the main altar. Always in the neo-Gothic style, although a little more flamboyant, with a leaner, more ornamented structure, these altars are rich showcases for the statues of Christ's mother and father. The statues date back to 1877. In the niches along both sides of the altar dedicated to Saint Joseph, you will see Joachim, Mary's father, as well as Anne, teaching her young daughter. The statues are remarkable for their gentle expressions and fine features, and for the arrangement of colors and realistic drapings of the garments. Some of you will remember that before liturgical changes in the 1960s, the priest said Mass in Latin, facing the main altar with his back to the congregation. The sanctuary, the sacred space, was separated from the nave by a communion rail. You can still see the communion rail, installed in 1858 and fashioned according to Bugeaud's design. Church decors changed considerably as a result of the liturgical reform following the Vatican II Council, held between 1962 and 1965. Several measures were implemented to bring the word closer to the people and promote participation in liturgical rituals, including the altar being moved to the center of the sanctuary. Here at St. Pierre Apôtre, the concept has been taken even further. The altar sits in the nave with the congregation. Again, this is due to the sensitivity of the oblates, bringing them closer to their parishioners with no pretension. Please remain seated and turn towards the back gallery to admire the organ. We invite you to select stop number 15, where Professor Christopher Jackson from Concordia University in Montreal will talk about this magnificent instrument. You may also listen to a musical excerpt at stop number 16. To continue your visit, please remain seated and select stop number 17 to proceed to the pulpit, located in the nave to the left of the sanctuary.